And here we are, day 13. Listen, this is the one, how to fight the powers of darkness. Isn't that an amazing thing? Do you know of anybody anywhere else in life that is trained to do that? Grade school, high school, college, even military. It's not about a spiritual battle. I mean, where are you going to find the information about this spiritual battle? Where are you going to get the instructions concerning this spiritual battle? Even in counterfeit spirituality, the New Age movement and other places, you're not going to find the conflict, the revelation of the conflict, the reality of the conflict. And you're not going to find clarity over this issue of the conflict. Now that you're a believer in Jesus Christ, now that victory has come to you, the blood of Jesus has washed your life, and now that you have the dwelling, the indwelling of the presence of God, you're a temple of the Spirit of God. Christ lives in you, with you to the very end of the age. And now you name the name of God, the name every demon in hell fears, the name that is called upon. Demons shudder, of course. The cross, Christ, and the blood. There's the centrality of the battle. There's the centrality of victory. So we can talk about, listen, we know that our victory is in Christ. We know that God Almighty has crushed the enemy's head and that there is a triumph of Christ at the cross over the powers of darkness. We know this. We know that we've been given authority to trample on the dark side and overcome all the power of the enemy, and nothing would harm us. So says Jesus Christ in Luke's Gospel chapter 10. We can go back to Psalm 91, and there we can see once again, by just placing ourselves completely under God's protection, grace, mercy, there is a sense clearly in Psalm 91 of God's overarching protection, that he guards our life, that he fights on our behalf, that he battles against darkness. But as a believer, there is that concept of fighting the powers of darkness. I mean, you can look into James chapter 4, and you can see that it begins with fights and things in the flesh and individuals battling and things going wrong. In this world that we live in, Job had to battle, but he didn't know who was hitting him at first. We know that the church will always move forward, and yet there is clearly a depiction of conflict when Jesus said the gates of hell shall not prevail. So yes, the enemy comes. He roams around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Yes, he will bring those arrows of doubt, those involuntary feelings and involuntary thoughts, and there's circumstances and attack and things that will come against us. But we must continue to remember victory at the moment of salvation, victory throughout, victory in the end. But it does involve battle. We are told in 1 John chapter 5 that Jesus Christ will protect us from the evil one. I believe clearly there is an ongoing battle. Many times we don't even see it. And the angels fight and Jesus does protect. There are times when oppression comes, when circumstances all around our life are pushing, and when the dark side would definitely bring temptation, tribulation, and trouble to us. It's all about conquering faith. It's all about weakening our faith. That's how it was with Job. That's how it was with Peter and the disciples. Sift them. Have them give up. And I'm going to tell you right now how to fight the powers of darkness in this one little miniature message. In James chapter 4, there should be a clarity of where you stand, no matter what's going on, what tribulation, what trial, what temptation, what pressure. I mean, there's got to be a clarity. Take a look at verse 7. In the midst of where there is strong activity from the forces of hell around us, God says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil. Now, I hear a lot of times people quote, resist the devil, he'll flee from you. But they miss the first part. And this brings us to clarity. This brings us to Psalm 91. This brings us to where we willfully choose to make God our refuge, to make God our protector, to literally come under the umbrella, under the wings, under the protection of our God, the God who knows our name, who embraces us, the same God we worship and embrace and feel that joy and blessing and presence in our life. Submitting to God has the idea of strong, coming under. And how do you do that? How do you submit? Well, number one, believe God. Number two, that real believing turns into real obedience. And so it's referring to submitting to the Word of God, submitting to what God's will is. Believe God with all your heart, no matter what goes on. Trust Him. Never give up the Word of God. Never let it out of your hands. Never let it out of your heart. I mean, submitting to God means submitting to what it is God says. You know, it's impossible to please God without faith. Believe that He is not only there, but that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him. Believe, go over the Word of God, submit to God, get the Word of God, listen to the Word of God, put it into practice. It involves you truly being surrendered, given over to, declaring your love, giving your commitment to, because the pressure of Satan's sent temptation, tribulation, trouble is about pulling the Word of God out, pulling you away from God, taking your commitment and weakening you in some way. So that's where you begin. No matter what you are feeling, no matter what you are thinking, no matter how crazy it is, submit yourselves then to God. Along with that, resist the devil. Resist the devil. Now, that word is a very strong word. Resist the devil. I don't know if you've ever, if somebody comes up to grab, if you're a woman, your purse, if you would hold on to it. I don't know if, you know, someone grabs your arm and begins to pull you their way, and you know what it is to resist. Have you ever seen tug of war where, you know, 10 people are on each side of the rope and they're all pulling and pulling and pulling, and, you know, there's an exertion of will. As a matter of fact, this word is used in the book of Acts with Stephen when he preaches to the stiff-necked, uncircumcised Jews, he calls them. He says, you always, by the Spirit of God now, he says, you always resist the Holy Spirit. Now that word means, I mean staunchly, with all of your will, a rejection of God the Holy Spirit. That's what he's saying. The Spirit of God is saying to those Pharisees and religious, you know, fakes of the day that they were resisting the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit was trying to lead them to Christ. The Holy Spirit was trying to reveal Christ to them. The Holy Spirit was trying to show them the way of salvation, the way to Christ. And they were resisting. They were putting their foot down. They were saying no with all of their being. Now we're told by the Spirit of God to resist the devil. They resisted the Spirit of God and lost their opportunity for eternal life, to know God. Now we are told as believers that we're to resist the devil. A lot of believers, they don't know what to do. Sometimes they just become passive. And they let the devil roll all over them with weird thoughts, you know, weird feelings. Sometimes believers just come in and they say they've been beaten up all day. And they just passively allow things to roll over them. Where's submission to God? Where is resisting the devil? Yes, you can speak out against, rebuke with the authority of Christ. The Lord rebuke you, Satan. The Lord rebuke your lies. Here I stand in Christ. Resisting the devil involves the exertion of will. It has the idea that, as Philippians says, that it is God who works in you to will and to act according to His good pleasure. Your will is empowered by the Spirit of God. You have a new nature inside. You now have the ability not only to know God, but to follow, to obey, to be devoted to God. Take a look at 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. His divine power has given to you everything you need for life, Zoe, the Christ-like life, and Eusebia, the devotion to God, all you need. You're empowered by the Spirit of God. You're empowered by the new nature. You're able now by the empowerment of God to resist the devil. That just simply putting up a wall against him, saying no to him, not giving in to his lies and his pressures. And, you know, sometimes those circumstances that are going bad speak to you to give in, speak to you to get passive, speak to you to get weak. And that's when you stand your ground in Christ, in God, with all of the Word of God, and you stand up and you say no with all of your will. You can speak it out, yes. Part of resisting the devil, a good thing is, stand in praise to God, where he inhabits the praises. Stand reading the Word of God out loud, quoting it and referring to it. But do it with a staunch will that resists the devil. Your mind, your emotions, your will, all of your being resists the devil. And the Bible says he will flee from you. The word flee in the Greek simply gives a picture of a defeated army running from the victors. So you've got to understand, as a believer now, when you just simply put your arms around the legs of God, per se, and you back up into God and you take your stand, you quote the Word of God, you rise up, and with your will, not just with passivity saying, God, take care of this. God will. God does. God tells you, submit yourselves to God and resist. Don't be spiritually passive. Be spiritually active. Your will should be set against evil, set against the devil, set against what he's doing. If you're identifying what's going on around, stand up, resist what it is going on. And that one verse will tell you that he will flee. You have opportunity in the midst of that to come near to God. Verse 8, draw near to God. God will draw near to you. That's the truth every single time. Embrace God, worship God, speak to God, read the Word of God in God's presence. Ask God and he will bring, well, an answer to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and a door will be opened. All in the context of submitting yourselves to God, resisting the devil. In the midst of that, if you want to grow and see your victories be very, very strong, put up the praise, get in the Word, put your foot down, say no with all of your being consistently to everything the devil's trying to do. Submit to God. And when you come through this, and when the pressure is over, and when the trials back off, and they surely will, when it's the devil doing all of it, and you do what God says, the devil flees. The dark side flees. And when the dark side flees, the pressure comes off. It seems like a new day has dawned. The mercies of God are new again. And guess what? There's no regret. And you've grown. And you've become stronger. Because you've submitted yourselves to God in every way. Because you've stood in resistance to the devil, never, never, never back down. Never give him any fear. Give him no platform. And if we are crying, if we are whining, if we are sitting there saying, why me, why me, why me? Well, you can expect that the pressure, the tribulation, and the temptation to maybe even get stronger. See, if you give the devil room through what he wants, then the battle will be prolonged. And I'm going to tell you right now, there's nothing wrong than asking friends to pray for you. That does not take away what God tells you to do. So many believers want others to pray for them, pray it off of them, pray for them, stand in for them, but they don't want to do their part. They want to kind of close their eyes, put their hands over their ears, and wait till it's all over. God forbid. Stand up, my friend. Stand up, brother or sister. This is the way we expand the depth of our relationship to God. We expand our strength and our victory and our abilities when we exert our God-empowered will, mind, heart, emotion, submitting to God gladly, to the Word of God, standing, and with that, resisting every ounce of the enemy. And I'm going to tell you, in the middle of that, praise God, worship God, read the Word of God out loud. You exert like that, and it's like the insides of you are going to expand like the inside of a tree. Another ring, another ring, another ring. That you just continue to get stronger and broader. And allow God to fill the depth of your resistance, the depth of your submission to God. And you will find yourself coming out each time strong, victorious, bolder, broader, realizing that it works just the way God says. He loves you. He'll always pick you up. 31 Days Ablaze, this is Russ Dizdar. God bless you.